Appreciate that psalm. Yeah, phrase that stuck out to me there is, direct my work, inspire my thought. And the whole song, I thought, was such a blessing. And the songs this morning seemed to just kind of all go together. And I really enjoyed listening to the singing. I heard some extra bass coming in, and all of a sudden realized that, well, we have some home folks, visitors, but they're back home. And that was good to hear. It's good to, so glad for all of you that are here, visitors, those of you that have come back to visit, and trust as we could continue to worship together. I'd like to look this morning a little bit at service, true service. As I thought about that, I thought of the passage, and my mind went to the passage in Matthew 25, if you want to turn with me there. And you can, there's a lot of things. Jesus gave these parables. There's a lot of different aspects, and you can never, I don't think you can ever get to the bottom of every thread that is in there. But I'd like to think this morning of service as we read this passage. Matthew 25, 31 to 46. The chapter starts out with the parable of the 10 virgins, and then the parable of the talents, and this last section, the judgment. Verse 31, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on their left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So we have two groups of people here. As we're thinking of serving, servanthood, or like was said of David, he served his generation. I think there's some things that we can draw from there. The first group did their acts of service without a checklist, or without a ledger that they kept track. We did this, now we did this, we did this, we did this. It was part of their lives. It was quality service. It took, I think we could say, it took time out of their 8-hour day. It wasn't something they did after, in their spare time, or in their time that they had set aside for service. After they were home from work, after their workout. But it was something that was spontaneous. It came from the heart. There was simply a need, and they met that need. It's not a haphazard tossing the check or the bill into the offering. A song led just because it's my turn to lead the singing. A devotional shared with a sigh. A sermon preached because it's Sunday and it's my turn. I'm going to do it. Bible school classes taught because of obligation. But it's intentional, prayerful service. Without superfluous hype and airs, opportunities are taken. It's service with a smile, integrity, not making sure that we don't come up with a dollar short somewhere. Instead, looking out for the good of our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, employees, and customers. You know, the second group, I believe they did things. They said it could have even been well documented, the things that they did. You know, when did we see the hungry or thirsty or naked or sick or in prison and we didn't minister to you? In essence, they were saying, you know, we did the good deeds when we saw the needs. But, you know, there was something. It wasn't genuine. It wasn't true service, quality service. It wasn't a part of their lives, something that was flowing out from the inside, something that was flowing out because of what Christ had done for them. It was something they did. Now it was time to serve. My work is done. My building is built. The yard is mowed. The hay is in. Everything is spotlessly clean. You can fill in your own list. Now I serve. Now I have an hour to do service. You know, James says, James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You know, I'm going to quote here something I read. It said, it would be a shock to most of us to learn just what God thinks of our breathless activity. A greater shock to many to find out the true quality of our service as God sees it. For not all religious activity is accepted of God, not even when it appears to produce results and get things done. The Lord seeth not as man seeth. Christian service, to be accepted of God, must be fresh and sincere. So finally, the challenge is, let's be intentional. Move forward prayerfully, searching on our own hearts. If our own hearts aren't true, if we aren't seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, how do we expect our deeds of kindness and service to be accepted? You know, God is not, He will not be indebted. Jeremiah says, I believe it's Jeremiah that said, our righteousness is as filthy rags. But it's only because of God's grace, His mercy. Christ gave His all so that we could have life. You know that verse there in John 3:16, for God so loved. I don't think I'll ever forget Brother Melvin when he had that message. If you remember that, I think he might have even had something hanging up here over the pulpit. But he said that little word so, S-O, is such a huge word. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son so that we could have life. You know, when we are filled with Him, should we not give our all? Is Christ Lord of your life? Let's kneel together for prayer.